Where Would Jesus Stay is the motto of a chain of gospel-themed motels in the center of Craig Wright's new drama, Grace, now on stage at Broadway's Court Theater. Paul Rudd and Kate Arrington play a couple who have just moved from Minnesota to Florida to open the motels, and the play revolves around their interactions with a rocket scientist neighbor and a cranky exterminator played respectively by Michael Shannon and Ed Asner. And I'm very pleased to welcome them, Michael Shannon and Ed Asner, to our show on this incredible day. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. Michael, weren't you one of the people who were forced to evacuate because of Hurricane Sandy?
Yes, I'm up in Harlem right now at my mother-in-law's house. We came up here for Irene last year. It's pretty safe up here.
But Broadway is shut down, so this is is this a welcome vacation?
Well, I can't speak for Ed, but I love doing the show, and we've gotten off to a real good start with the run, so, and people seem to be liking it, so I'm anxious to get back as soon as possible. But Ed, you were kind of having a hard time last week, weren't you?
Yeah, came down with the bug last week, but now I'm fine.
Good.
So, I'm in the best shape I've been in weeks, raring to go. And then this goddamn bitch comes in with a hurricane.
We don't know if Sandy's a male or a female, Ed, but has it been a while since you've been on Broadway? 1989.
23 years. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hear Sandy say arf, so I gather she's a woman.
Where have you been living, in L.A. or in Canada doing this new TV series?
No. I'm not in a series.
Oh, you were?
I did a TV series for a while. A wonderful series, but it didn't last. I'm in L.A.
But so you came back to New York. Welcome back for this. What got you back onto the Great Wide Way?
I came back to reclaim my honor.
In theater.
Yes. Well, throughout the New York and Eastern Seaboard area.
Well, when you arrive on the stage, you get a round of applause. I assume that's flattering.
Not always.
Well, it depends on the audience, I guess.
Sometimes Michael makes moves that distract the audience.
I'm trying to crack the case on that one. I'm pretty close, I think, to making sure you never get entrance applause again.
Well, yeah. Michael, some people, actors, have told me that they're really upset when they get entrance applause because it kind of breaks the mood. They're not Michael Shannon or Ed Asner. They are the character they're playing.
Yeah, I think only the actor knows in their true heart of hearts whether or not they like entrance applause. Uh-huh. I mean, they can say, you know, whatever they want to the general public, but I think it's a very private affair.
Well, Ed, in your case, people may expect to see Lou Grant, but you cut off that association as soon as you open your mouth because you speak with a very heavy German accent.
No, it is a mixed blessing. You enjoy the recognition, but you realize it's an impediment to the flow of the play.
Michael, you were here not that long ago to talk about the Soho Reps production of Uncle Vanya, and you've done a lot of theater, but is this your Broadway debut?
Well, but first I got to bring this up with you, because the last time I was on your show, my show got canceled due to weather. So this is a little bit of an issue with me and you.
You think it's a karma thing?
On the show, if you're going to keep canceling my show due to weather like this, you know, are you pulling the strings somehow, or what's going on here?
I do have a lot of power.
Yeah. No, this is my Broadway debut, as they say, and I've been wanting to be on Broadway actually for a long time. Just because I knew that Ed Asner had been on Broadway 25 years ago, and I wanted to see if it could do what it did for him. I wanted to see what it could do for me. So,
well, haven't you worked with Craig Wright before off Broadway and Mistakes Were Made to
great
reviews?
Yes, I've done three plays with Craig, but this play, Grace, I did once before, in the Midwest at a theater called the Northlight Theater, just outside of Chicago in Skokie, Illinois. And this play, Grace, was how I met Craig. This is the first play of Craig's that I ever did.
And you're both from Chicago, or at least
No, actually, we're not. Craig's from Minnesota, actually. Uh-huh. He's from Minneapolis. And he's lived a variety of places. I think he has a place out in L.A. now, and he did have a place here. I don't know if he still has it. But, yeah. But we're both Midwesterners.
So
yeah.
You're familiar with bad weather. We'll come back and talk about the play after we take a little break. Stay with us. My guests are Ed Asner and Michael Shannon, starring in a new play with Paul Rudd and Kate Arrington called Grace at Broadway's Court Theater. At least they'll be back in the play after the weather permits. We're back with Michael Shannon and Ed Asner, two of the stars, along with Paul Rudd and Kate Arrington, of a play called Grace, now on stage at Broadway's Court Theater, written by Craig Wright, who has a new TV series of his own called Unemployed. Underemployed.
Yes.
Do we have any idea, Ed, of when the play is, when people are going to be able to go see Grace again?
Well, Michael and I will be there for tomorrow's matinee until we're informed otherwise.
Yeah, I know the producers are really keen to get us back going tomorrow because Wednesday is obviously a big day with the two shows and whatnot. So I talked to our producer, Debbie, earlier today. You know, her hands are tied a little bit because it's really the theater owners right now that are keeping the theaters dark. And it's understandable because their employees, a lot of them, don't have a way to get to work right now.
So. Well, we did try to book you for tomorrow, but you couldn't do it because you have to go in so early to do your makeup. You play a horribly disfigured man. He was in a car crash that killed his fiancée. How long does it take you to do the makeup?
Well, I'm getting quicker and quicker at it. I mean, in a pinch, I can do it in a half hour. But yeah, the thing to remember is that it's mostly a piece that has been designed and fabricated by a woman named Nan Zabriskie, who actually runs the theatrical makeup program at DePaul University. And she really should get the lion's share of the credit. I just glue it on my face, and then I paint around the edges of it a little bit to blend it into my own skin. But it's really the main chore is just gluing the thing to my face, which is doesn't take that long. It's not terribly comfortable, and my skin is not in good shape. Ed Asner actually doesn't like the fact that I have so much acne right now. He thinks it could be avoided, but I don't know.
Well, Michael plays Sam, a NASA scientist who lives in the apartment next door to this couple who are taking over the motel chains, Steve and Sarah. And Ed, you play the building's exterminator, Carl. What's his story?
He's a German-born immigrant who his father was an anti-Nazi, and they worked to save Jews, and all of his family was killed during the bombing raids of Hamburg. And he's become an atheist. He's become a non-religious, and he is very comfortable in his antipathy.
And both Sam and Carl are skeptical of Steve and Sarah's faith because of their own life experiences. And even though Sam makes it clear that he's not interested in getting to know his new neighbors, Sarah persists in pursuing him. Does she sense that despite his gruff exterior, he really is lonely and in need of companionship? Or is it, to some degree, Michael, because Kate Arrington, who plays Sarah, is your real-life girlfriend?
No, there weren't any changes made in the script because of me and Kate's relationship.
But it must be odd to come to the theater together and then have her play the wife of another man.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is quite in Matt? Mobius strip. Yeah, it's very weird. She comes and plays Paul's wife, and I come and think about a dead woman that doesn't actually exist who used to be my fiancée. But I do think, you know, I think it's a combination of things. It's hard to imagine that anybody in the position Sam's in wouldn't appreciate, at the end of the day, a little TLC. I mean, he's been through an incredibly traumatic experience. So, obviously, he's filled with a lot of self-loathing because he feels like it was his fault, and so he doesn't feel like he deserves any help. And I think Sarah can sense that, because that's eventually where that relationship heads. If you come see the play, it'll make total sense what I'm talking about. And I also think it's also something that, Sarah, the character Kate plays, is something that she needs. I mean, she has, you know, Steve has this amazing project that he's working on, this hotel, and Sarah is at home, you know, by herself folding laundry all day. So she doesn't have, so Sam, in a sense, turns into this amazing project that she gets to work on.
Now, Ed, this play has a very unusual structure. It begins at the end, which is quite dramatic, and then goes back to the beginning of the story. Did Craig tell you why he chose to structure it that way?
Tell me?
Well, all the cast when you were working on it.
I have stayed away from questioning what surrounds me. I'm in 2 out of 7 scenes, mm-hmm. and I stay away from questioning the mise-en-place that's on in the other 5 scenes.
You let other people work those things out.
No matter how much explanation I may get about the other 5 scenes, it will never satisfy me.
Well, you, Michael, go ahead.
Can I interject just because, I mean, this might be edifying and maybe not. But I think part of it is that, so I think one thing Craig's always interested in as a writer is going beyond plot and actually trying to shade the way the audience is watching a play, the perspective from which you watch this play. You know, if you didn't see at the beginning what was going to happen at the end, I think the ending would have a very different flavor and it would be much more of a surprise. And Craig doesn't want the ending to be a surprise. Basically, Craig wants you to see this proposed ending of this play at the beginning.
But he's made it difficult for you.
And think about, while you are watching the play, could this be avoided? Yeah. Could this be altered? Could something different happen? You know, it's also, you don't just see the ending of the play at the beginning. You see the ending in reverse. You see the dialogue spoken in reverse order.
And you even go backward as if it was in a film. Grace is currently scheduled to run until January 6th at Broadway's Court Theater. And I thank both of you for being on our show today to talk about it in this rather trying time. Because of Hurricane Sandy. My great thanks to you, Michael Shannon,
and
Ed
Asner. Well, thanks for having us in light of what's been happening. We appreciate it.